One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a continuation of the message, The Lordship of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Moses was educated in all the wisdom of Egypt. All the other Israelites were slaves. They didn't let them go to school. But God needed a leader who could understand, whose mind was refined. Now, education doesn't mean PhD. Because the higher you go, the more ignorant you become. That's a fact. Let me explain that to you. It's very simple. The higher you go, the more specialized you become. And that means your area of understanding is reducing and reducing and reducing until you know nothing but what you're trained for. True education, listen to me. True education is to know little about everything rather than know much about one thing and nothing of other things. Are you still there? All right. So, and then Paul went to school. He was trained by a very educated man by the name of Gamaliel. And so it was easy for him to understand certain things that the Spirit of God communicated to him. That's why I tell young people, don't take school lightly. School will not help you get rich. So forget about trying to get money from it. I just want you to make up your mind from the beginning, because I know you're looking at certain people who went to school and remained broke. And so you say, I will not go to school. No, I'm not telling you to go to school to get money. School will not give you money. But school will open your mind so you know what to do with money in the days to come. Otherwise, if you don't go to school, you may have good sense for business, but in today's world, you will not be able to compete. You will need to hire somebody who has some brains. Can you see it? You need to go to school. So don't let anybody cheat you out of that. Make up your mind. You will go. All right? Young guy, young girl, you will go to school. Yeah. School is not only the four walls of a building. Go to the library. Take some time. Go to the library. Read. As you read, buy notebooks. Start making notes for yourself. Many of the parents here and some of your parents at home will tell you, a lot of them studied at home. They studied. Some of them got their certificates from home. They studied at home. If that was possible then, it's still possible today. And if you can drive yourself strong now, alone, anybody who has personal discipline, you have a big future. Because if you don't have personal discipline, how can God use you? If you need someone to tell you to pray, you need someone to tell you to study the Bible, you need someone to inspire you to do those things, then how is God going to use you? God wants you to be able to tell yourself, I'm going to read now. And when you start reading, you don't let them come to disturb you. Your friends are not going to tell you, let's go watch football, let's go do this and let's go do that. You're not going for parties. See? You take the time to study, face your work, because in the next few years, it's only for a time. A few years later, you will see the result of your study. But if you don't do that now, you will wake up in the evening. Do you know what it is to wake up in the evening? Brothers and sisters, does a normal person wake up in the evening? Who are those that wake up in the evening? Those who slept in the morning. You wake up in the evening and it's too late. Why? Because the night cometh. And you will sleep again. Hallelujah. Say, thank you, Lord Jesus. Say, Lord Jesus, I love you. Do you really love Jesus? Every day, train yourself to love Jesus. Did you hear me? He is the most important person in your life. Because you see, he's the only one that really loves you in reality. Everybody else has something about you. They may like your eyes, but they don't like your nose. They like your kindness, but they don't like your anger. But you see, Jesus is the only one who can fully separate you from your wrongs, separate you from everything else, and love you fully. And before him, you cannot hide anything. What can you hide? Adam, where are you? Adam, I heard your voice and I hid myself because I found out I was naked. He was hiding from God. Think about it. What was he hiding from God? No, think about a little boy. He is 3 years old. He's having his bath. Mommy comes to the bathroom, opens the door, and the little boy says, Mommy! And then says, Mommy, please shut the door! How old is he? 3 years. Mommy, please shut the door. Can you imagine that? What's mommy going to do? You can't hide from God. He knows you. He knows you. He knows things about you that you don't even know about yourself. When he starts telling you about you, you'll be amazed. He knows you. Can I tell you what he thinks about you? He thinks you're wonderful. That's the truth. See, we think that because God knows me. No, I said, God knows you. The next thing you think is, if God were to see all the things in my heart and all the things I've done, he'll kill me. He saw them before you did them. He saw you before you were born. And what did God do? He planned for you to be in a meeting like this where you can hear about his love. He planned it. So you could hear somebody telling you, God loves you. You're important to God. You've lived wrongly, but God wants you. He can change everything about your life. You know, he can rearrange your future. He knows your tomorrows, and he can fix everything in your tomorrows. He knows who you were supposed to meet tomorrow and what that person would have done to you. And God, ahead of tomorrow, can rearrange tomorrow. So you don't walk into that trouble. He's wonderful. See that? This is something that I know about God that gives me confidence. Sometimes I say, dear Lord Jesus, you know my tomorrows. Just look in. Lord, just look into my tomorrows. You can see some mess somewhere. Just straighten things out before I ever get there. Because Jesus, in his prayer to the Father, he said, Father, all things are possible with thee. So I took advantage of that. I said, Papa God, if all things are possible with you, and you said you are the God who declares the end from the beginning, and from ancient times, things not yet done, peep into my tomorrow and straighten things out for me before I get there. Hallelujah. Can you let him handle your tomorrows now? Are you ready? Can you pray now? Talk to him right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shatala mandelebo shata kabaya. Rondelebo shata kamandolebo shata. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to your holy name forever. Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0902-969-2794 or participate in our online church at www.cebeninzone1.org on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
Or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you.